Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Carol, good morning.
Hi there. How are you?
Well, just great. Now, I read your blog that you do. Carol writes a blog, and of course she also has a Facebook page where she's constantly posting things. But on the blog, you had an article, and this may have been published, probably was in the Herald Banner.
Yes.
As well recently, about a recent Texas Highways magazine article.
Right.
On the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum in Greenville.
Yes, I think it's the February issue.
February issue. But in particular, there was a photograph wrote about.
Yes. They have a beautiful exhibit of a soldier, probably in Europe, because he's a foot soldier, and he's sitting there writing in the dark, writing his letter. And then on the other side is the mother and the daughter at home. And the lights change. It's a great exhibit. But you have this feeling of them trying to communicate and, oh, how horrible things were.
So it's a photograph of that particular part of the exhibit that's in the article.
And mm-hmm. I opened it up and I went, I know where that is. So Susan Lanning is the director of the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum. And she was telling me that this was a total surprise to her. The person who wrote the article just walked in one day and said, I hear you have some great exhibits. And they do. They have one section is for military because it's for Audie Murphy. Another one that I really like because of my interest in World War I, you walk into this space and it's like being in a trench, the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see out about as high as you could bear, and the sounds, great exhibit.
I think that's called a diorama, what you're describing.
Yeah.
And if that's what I think it is, this is something that the late Gary Burton, who was a theater instructor here, a faculty member, and Michael Knight, who's now the head of the Department of Theater, worked on together a number of years ago.
Yes, yes. It's so realistic.
We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol's chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission.
But I went to visit Susan. Actually, we have our historical commission meetings out there. So,
yes.
She said, oh, I've got to show you something new. They have the most gorgeous buggy you can imagine. This has been refurbished. It was donated, refurbished up at Amish community in Oklahoma, and then brought down here. Oh, I can just see a very elegant lady driving to her friends. Or my great-grandfather was a doctor, and my grandmother would ride in his buggy with him to deliver babies or whatever. So it's very elegant.
Just like the ones we see in the movies and the old Western movies and so on.
Yes. Yeah. And Susan was telling me that they have been given I can't remember the family's name, but Billy Ford's father was a blacksmith. They lived between here in Greenville, Commerce and Greenville. And when Billy Ford died, his wife and his daughter donated all of these blacksmith tools to the museum. They are getting volunteers, getting materials, and they hope by this summer to have a blacksmith shop at least where you can see it, and maybe at times have actual blacksmiths there working.
Oh, that would be great.
Yes, special occasions.
Absolutely. There was an article about the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum in a recent edition, you think the February edition of Texas Highways magazine. So if you haven't seen that, you definitely ought to see it. But it sparked Carol's thoughts about what a great place the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum is. You know, I talked to people in Dallas who have never been to the sixth floor museum, which I've been to a number of times for several things, for some projects I've been involved in. Wonderful place. But so often you talk to people in Dallas that, no, I've never been there.
Yes.
And it's just the same thing I bet a lot of people haven't been to the Audie Murphy Cotton Museum in Greenville, even though we pass by it all the time.
Yes, it's a wonderful place.
Terrific place. And they have all kinds of activities that are taking place there, too.
They have some great children's programs, especially in the summer. They do a one-week day camp.
Yep.
And I think they have a waiting list.
Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
You're most welcome.
Carol Taylor is chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, and you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.